This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2277. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded January 9th, Algeria, Brazil, Cuba, Eritrea, Germany, India, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Kyrgyzstan, Laos, Madagascar, Mali, Mexico, Moldova, Myanmar, North America, Norway, Philippines, Romania, Scotland, Spain, Swaziland, Switzerland, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. I'm wondering if last week's report of Algeria on 13885 could have been a typographical error. It's not listed on that frequency, but it is on 13855, according to IB. And Wolfgang Büschel points out that the frequency was originally 13790. In any event, JRX in Brazil reports it on 13855, January 8th at 2022, Ifrica FM, in Hausa. One of the last Brazilians on the 60-meter band, and maybe the very last one, is Rádio Brasil Central, Goiânia, on 4985. Usually all I can do is detect a barely audible carrier, and all of us have a problem with radio teletype interference, although somewhat avoidable if we tune in lower sideband. In BCDX, Wolfgang Büschel says the interference is probably coming from NSS, the U.S. Navy station near Washington, D.C., and like radio teletype signals, there are two distinct peaks, 4986.57 and 4987.43. Two U.S. clear channel stations often have some interference, which is referred to as the wobbler, blamed against Cuba. They are WWL 870 New Orleans and WHO 1040 Des Moines. I often notice this late at night, around 0730 UT. There is no programming modulation, just the wobbling as the carrier wobbles around. On January 8th, I noticed it was at a more rapid rate than before. The two seem to be related, sounding about the same on the two frequencies. In World Radio TV Handbook, the one Cuban on 1040 is not at the same site as any of the three on 870. If it was originally intended as jamming, I recall that WWL was one of the stations co-opted by the U.S. government during the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. And 1040 was a U.S. government frequency from the Keys, which later became only 1180 for Radio Martí. Another strange thing from Cuba is on 13650, China Radio International's Portuguese hour at 23 UT. For years has instead been only music fill, and I think it's the same music every day. But the Cubans keep running this relay, and that is most of the time. January 5th, the air was almost dead, maybe barely modulated, but it was modulated more on January 6th with subtorted music, which means suppressed and distorted modulation. David Potter in northern Florida was also hearing this on January 5th. But on the 4th, he says, this hour on 13650 was instead in English for some reason, with a telltale hum. Via Nigel Pimlet in CIDX Messenger, a story from the Kuwait Times about Radio IRENA, E-R-E-N-A, Eritrea's Voice of Hope Under Threat. You might want to search it out. It concerns the broadcast at 17 to 18 UT via UAE site on 9585. The story begins, in Eritrea, one of the world's most repressive countries, a tiny independent radio station broadcasting from a Paris apartment has become a beacon of hope, transmitting trusted news for the past sesquidecade from a studio tucked away in the French capital's 13th district. Radio IRENA, Eritrea's only independent media, is now under threat and risks going off the air due to lack of funding. Bill Telford says there have been some scheduling changes for his two monthly broadcasts via Channel 292 Germany. 6070 is no longer in use. On Friday, January 10th, from the Isle of Music, Cuban music from the 1950s and 60s. That's at 22 UT on 3955. and it's repeated UT Saturday, January 11th at 1800, also on 3955 and 9670. And the same applies to his other program, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, on Friday and Saturday, January 17th and 18th, mainly Kurdish music this time. Besides DX Monitoring Direct to Sidomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard also enjoys listening to stations otherwise unavailable via remotes, such as on 639 kHz, Akashvani Kohima, India. Heard via remote in India, January 6th at 0209 with a speech in English about coverage of a 175th anniversary celebration. Here's another chance to hear the quarter-hour spotlight program in English via All India Radio during other language transmissions. Tony Pavick in BC reports it on 15280 during Chinese, starting at 0144 UT, January 7th. This one was about living in India and pollution. From the beach, Ron Howard monitored directly RRI Nabiri, Program 1, Indonesia, 7289.93 on January 6th from 0808 until it went suddenly off the air at 0902. There was easy listening music and occasional announcements. And this was before their Islamic segment started. Volking Bushel also does a lot of remote listening. Here's a log of Iran, IRIB in English, 7 hertz above 11880, January 5th, but it was much low modulated. 1920 to 2020 UT is the time. He was hearing it via remotes in Qatar, Kenya, and South Africa. About that NID in Arabic on 15095, which turned out to be Iran, Andre Stridenberg in South Africa follows up. Someone else reported to him Iran on 15080, a day or two before he heard it on 15095. These might have been tests because I have not heard either again. Radio Japan is again on the air in English to North America on 5800, January 4th at 0239. I heard the program in English, Backstory of Japanese Landmarks about Mount Taikou. I cannot imagine any station but NHK, and in fact, on one day a week, UT Saturday, the WRMI schedule shows World Radio Network Relay at 0200 to 0300 on System D 5800, and the WRN schedule shows, indeed, it's NHK at 0230 to 0300. So Radio Japan probably doesn't even know or even care that they're being broadcast in English to North America, and it's for only 30 minutes or less once a week. Unless there happens to be another NHK spot of WRN filling into WRMI. And during the previous half hour at 0200, it's Deutsche Welle. From Japan about North Korean abductions, Shokaze, or Sea Breeze, changes its frequencies every month. In January, the 13 to 14 UT broadcast is on 5935 and 6085. However, Ron Howard says, on Wednesday the 8th, it was not in English, instead in Japanese. Normally there is English only on Wednesdays. And the other broadcast at 16 to 17 UT is now on 6165 and 6180, according to Hiroshi's blog via Tony Rogers. Hiroshi also says that 5935 has strong interference from Tibet. Following up last week's report about Tibet getting interference on 4820 from another station, Wolfgang Büschel says it seems to be Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, on January 6th at 12 to 12:30. Remotes in Russia and Japan had both signals. One of them was 7 hertz above 4820, similar strength to the first program of Kyrgyz Telecom on 4010. Using a remote in India, one may listen to Lao National Radio on 567. Ron Howard reports it January 8th at 22:23 with indigenous chanting. But on January 9th, it was missing. He was tuning from 11:57 to 12:05, hoping to hear their ringing of the bell or the gong 7 times for 7 p.m. local. But it was clearly off the air. Instead, he had a strong signal from Akashvani, Dibrugarh, India, with subcontinental music, till it went off the air at 11:59. January 4th at 0342, I had Spanish on 9754.97 variable. This has been mystifying some reporters who overlooked that La Voce Alegre, as that service is named by Madagascar World Voice, had recently moved off 6180 to avoid Cuba and Brazil. A good idea for the by hour in Spanish at 02-04. La Voce Alegre was also one of the programs deleted with WWCR-1, as Alan Rowe reported. I wasn't aware it was on WWCR as well, or whether it's really the same program. The sign-off of 9755- at 0358 mentioned World Christian Broadcasting and various contact info, although I heard no mention of Madagascar. Such off-frequenciness has become typical of MWV. NBCDX, Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener reports about Mali. Radio Mali, or Radio Nacional du Mali, or occasionally ORTM, Office de Radiodiffusion Télévision du Mali, is a station you can still use to bring you into the new year. In the past, it's mostly at the end of its broadcast when it's heard, at midnight. At the beginning of this year, reception was so good, he says, at other times that he could enjoy the African music. Apparently, the old schedule remains correct. Frequency changes. One goes off, the other comes on. Some days there were announcements, other days they simply signed off in mid-music. That is, 06-08 on 5995, the morning program called Au Chant du Coq, or The Song of the Rooster, at 08-18, 9635, and 18-24, 5995. And Manuel Mendes reminds us that on Saturdays there's an English magazine around 1850. North Americans can still get analog TVDX from Mexico on the lower channels by sporadic E. But now there is one that's converted to digital from Jim Thomas, WTFDA. Mexico's RPC, equivalent to the FCC, authorized the first full-power DTV station on RF Channel 4 September 20th and was fully approved on December 4th. This is an official station now on the air. XHCPFN-TDT in Poza Rica de Hidalgo, Veracruz, with over 47 kilowatts ERP from a 10 kilowatt transmitter. It's 92 meters above ground with horizontal polarization authorized 24 hours. However, a coverage map is circular rather than directional at 335 degrees, so not clear about that. And is licensed to Instituto Politécnico Nacional, that is a cultural station. This should be an easy target for those in most of the central states, thanks to Remy Humbert for the tip. About Russian-occupied Moldova, which they call Pridnestrovia or Transnistria, from Viktor Chekhanovich in Kerch, Russia, via Rusty X, information about the frequency schedule for medium-wave retransmissions of Transnistrian Radio Center. On 621 kHz, Monday to Friday at 1300 to 1618 UT, Radio PMR. On 999 kHz, daily at 1500 to 01 UT, Radio Rossi. And on 1413 kHz, daily at 17 until 07 UT, Vesti FM. Power is not given here, but as I recall, these are very high power, up to 1 megawatt. Ron Howard reports about Myanmar Radio 5985, heard via remote in India. On January 4th, there was a Buddhist segment at 1523 with bells and gongs. Then at 1530, an English segment, that day all about Myanmar's Independence Day activities. However, on January 8th, Joe's Jacob in India said, Myanmar not heard on 5985. Instead, 9730 was heard continuously from early morning, like 2330 UT, until 1400 when blocked by China. Ron Howard replies, in the past, 5985 normally started between 11 and 1130 UT, while 9730 normally went off between 1130 and 12, but both could overlap at the same time when they were parallel. His observations on January 9th, 9730 was clearly there, heard between 1127 and 1235, but with strong Chinese interference in English, and no signal on 5985. Other Myanmar radio frequency, 5915, with fair reception, no Chinese interference. Both Tazan radio frequencies were heard, 6165 and 7345. so it remains to be determined if the new 5985 absence and extended 9730 schedule will continue. At 1635 UT, only one station, Vietnam, was present on 9730 in Russian. And 5985 had CRI in Swahili and no Myanmar. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2277. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks this week for very generous financial support from Peter Robinson, Preston, UK, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenhauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Now some North American pirate logs on frequencies other than in the 6.9 megahertz pirate band. I heard 5836 USB, January 6th at 2311. Later reported from 2336 in HF Underground as Thunder Chicken. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin in the NASA Flash Sheet reports on 5840 AM, Outhouse Radio, January 1st at 0159. Psycho Radio, S-Y-C-K-O, had also been on 5840 a few hours earlier, December 31st at 2217. Mark also reports Thunder Chicken Broadcasting Service on 6220 USB, January 4th at 2329. And Psycho Radio, January 4th at 0123, also on 6220 USB. On 6849.92 AM, January 5th at 0228, I had rock music. Many 6850 logs in HF Underground were for Liquid Radio, and it kept going until 0624. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Andy Robbins in Kalamazoo reports on 6960 USB, WDDR, or Drunken DJ Radio, January 1st at 0246. He says, I believe WDDR is the alter ego of Wolverine Radio. On 7200 LSB, January 6th at 2317, I heard a horrible mess of raucous bits of music, rude comments, talkovers, phonetics, with Foxtrot uniform. This is the prime spot for naughty hams on 40 meters, who surely earn the title of pirates. Tony Pavick in Hope, B.C. reports on 7339, English pirate for over an hour, starting at 0126 UT, on January 3rd. It was varying from 7339.93 to 7338.84. All big band music from the 1930s, with bits in English by a woman. Kari Kallio in Finland forwards a detailed reply to his reception report to Radio Northern Star in Norway on 5895. He had heard it 24 December at 1120 to 1142 UT. It's 400 watts AM into an inverted V aerial. At the former site in Norway of NRK stations on 1115 and 890 kilohertz in Erdal. They were actually carrying programming from Bergen Kringkaster, with classic pop and rock from both sides of the Atlantic on 5895. Schedule is 0559 until 2305 UT. They also carry the ferry and Kisten the Coast from FM stations. This is from Sven Martinson of the station. He says, we're interested in reception reports from Africa, the Americas, Asia, and the Pacific. MP3 clips and short description of received content requested. The address for reports for all their stations is figures 1000 at northernstar.no. Via remote in Thailand, Ron Howard reports, Radio Pilipinas. The last 5 minutes of its 1730 to 1930 broadcast on January 8th on 9925, 12120 and 15190, an English segment about Hudhud chants and the Darangan epic, ID and frequencies and a choral national anthem. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports that on January 5th, Radio Romania International's half-hour English broadcast at 2130, at the end of the news, mentioned that the problem shortwave transmitter had been fixed, and they went back to their original schedule starting the B-24 season. back on 9500, supposedly, for Eastern North America at 2130, but he says very much weaker compared to 7375, supposedly for Western Europe. I'm wondering why they did not keep the same frequencies, avoiding confusion, even if another transmitter had to substitute. Wolfgang Bissel suggests it may have something to do with antennas and feeder lines. Scotland Non, here's the schedule of weekend music radio via shortwave radio in Germany, our affiliate. This was reported at AER in Spain. Frequencies are 3975 and or 6160. Fridays at 21, Saturdays at 16 and 21, Sundays at 11, 16 and 23, and Mondays at 23 UT. However, on January 9th, Andy, the engineer at Shortwave Radio, tells me they had to be off the air due to bad weather, heavy snow. In the NASA flash sheet, Bob Brossel in Wisconsin reports Spain in Russian on 11785, December 31st at 1524. It's via the UAE site. This surprised me as I was not aware of such a relay or that Spain had any relays since they lost Costa Rica and Canary Islands. And in fact, it's hard to find this broadcast in REE's own scheduling. But it is in the WRTH and in IB. He heard it on a Tuesday and it's scheduled at 15 to 1530 UT on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday only. It's part of a block of Russian language stations via WRN via UAE between 15 and 18 UT. Tony Pavkin, BC, has also heard it and found a schedule of all the other stations during that three-hour block. Radio Prague, Spain, BBC, UN Radio, NHK, Radio Slovakia, and BBC again. Alexander Myatlikov says, REE's programming has been on WRN Russian at least for a sesquidecade, had been relayed on 738 kHz in Moscow until 2019. It was added to the shortwave slot on September 23, 2024. Spain also has some Russian broadcasts on its Novlejas transmitter in Spain. The trouble is, they don't have an antenna aimed at Russia. They have to use one toward the Middle East. Wolfgang Bissel has been monitoring the frequencies of Transworld Radio Swaziland, also known as Iswatini, and finds that many of them are askew. It would take too long to give all the details, so I'll just mention the off frequencies as measured. 17680.1, 11879.968, 15104.961, 13579.950, 11659.986, 6099.976, 9499.990, 7409.976, 15104.980. It's hard for me to imagine that analog FM radio is considered outdated, but that is the case in Switzerland. A story from swissinfo.ch via Henry Mensch says at the beginning of the year, SBC pulled the plug on FM radio, switching off outdated analog FM transmitters. Listeners will now have to switch to DAB Plus or Internet radio. However, about two dozen private radio stations in Switzerland will continue on FM until the end of 2026 at the latest. Alan Rowan, UK, says, it is now clear that since 1 January, the Voice of Turkey English transmission at 1330 is just a relay of the audio from TRT World TV, with the subsequent English transmissions being just repeats of that 1330. For example, on 4 January, 1330 was a relay of a program about non-Turkish sculptures made out of scrap metal, which I later heard a repeat of at 2300. To make any real sense of the program, it was necessary to watch the visuals on TRT World. So not only was the program of little interest to radio or audio listeners, for listeners to the repeats, there was no option to watch the visuals, and it had nothing to do with Turkey anyway. Number 2 transmitter of WTWW resumed UT January 7th at 0100. I was hearing it before then on 9475 and afterwards on 5085. But there were further problems and it was missing again. The latest from George McClinic as of January 9th. The part for the number 2 amplifier arrived, but it was dead on arrival. The transmitter is still down, awaiting new parts from China. On Worldwide, January 4th, Alan Wiener said, Area 51 has decided to go back to 5130. That's, as the name would imply, instead of 6160 with a shortened schedule. So that means no more World of Radio at 0400 UT Mondays. But Larry Will says it will still be on the Area 51 webcast. And Larry Will advises further, our new schedule is Saturday and Sunday to 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, UT Sunday and Monday 00 to 04. We really dislike having to drop the 11 to midnight hours, but increased transmission costs and lack of sustaining donations are to blame. If we are able to get more regular contributions, we will consider expanding the service in the future. You can donate to us via PayPal at radio@zapahead.net. The Area 51 webcast is available 24 hours a day at splatterbox.us/area51. And we've also noticed 6160 on a very much reduced schedule. No more Brother Scare many hours a day or night. I thought that might have led to an expansion of TOMBS on WINB, since on January 4th, it was on the air 9265 as late as 0743 with TOMBS, but not the next night. Now some comments about the San Francisco situation from Tony Pavick in British Columbia. The past few years of KGO are definitely a textbook study of incompetence. So you have a news talk station that is not doing well in the ratings. What do you replace it with? Sports betting, in a state where full-on sports betting legislation has failed. Even if they had managed to capture the audience of other sports outlets in the Bay Area, they would not have done much better in ratings. I imagine big corporate station owners would even figure out a way to screw up going dark. Greg Hardison in L.A., who says the fires are not near him, says the loss of KGO call letters from the AM dial is somewhat immeasurable. Even if Cumulus insists on presenting the far-right fascistic mindless blather of KSFO, just a touch of focused marketing could have salvaged the entire KGO franchise instead of moving the KSFO call to 810. Meanwhile, down at 560, just what the hell is KZAC supposed to signify? Hey, the Bay Area could always use one more brokered Hindi signal. Then why not set that up to simulcast on perennial Cumulus loser KABC 790 in Los Angeles, which doesn't even bother with ratings anymore. Who knows, Cumulus could actually screw up and see some limited niche listener success with such a formula if anyone there could think long and hard enough to make such a move. You're welcome. On January 6th, I still heard a carrier cutting off 9960 17 and a half seconds after 0658. So apparently Radio Vanuatu is still active there until that hour. Via remote in Australia, Zaharias Youngest was hearing 7260, probably Vanuatu, January 9th at 1853. Nation Outlook from SWPC issued January 6th. ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 January 16th. 10 and 3 on the 17th to 20th. 18 and 5 on the 31st. 15 and 5 on February 1st. Solar flux rising from 170 January 9th to 230 January 21st to 25th. Remember to check our website for much more information, worldofradio.com. And our best wishes to everyone affected by the terrible fires in California. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors. Hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 2277, with a standard disclaimer.